February 23, 1903. Child Training, Ellen G. White. Fathers and mothers, ask in faith for wisdom to deal with your children in the fear of God. They are a part of your flesh and blood and have inherited your temperament. When you see them acting as you would act were you not under the control of the Spirit of God, how patiently you should deal with them. Notwithstanding your mistakes and failures, Christ has dealt kindly and patiently with you. If you desire to learn what course to take with your children, make their peculiar temperaments your constant study. All children cannot be managed alike. You may need to manage one child differently from the way in which you manage another. Go to God, telling Him your perplexity. He will teach you how to deal with human minds. When you learn lessons from the source of wisdom, when you manifest an earnest desire to save the souls of those who are of your own flesh and blood, when you show a determination not to let them go, but to hold on to them, you will be able to bring them up in the fear of God. We have much to learn in regard to child training. When teaching the little ones to do things, we must not scold them. Never should we say, "Why did you not do this?" Say, "Children, help mother do this," or, "Come, children, let us do this." Be their companion in doing these things. When they finish their work, praise them. Years ago, the children in my home were learning how to knit. One of them asked me, "Mother, I should like to know whether I am helping you by trying to do this knitting work." I knew that I should have to take out every stitch, but I replied, "Yes, my child, you are helping me." Why could I say that they were helping me? Because they were learning. When they did not make the stitches as they should have made them, I took out every stitch afterward, but never did I condemn them for their failure. Patiently, I taught them until they knew how to knit properly. The mother is the queen of the home. She must not allow her children to treat her as a slave. Many a mother has gone down into the grave with a broken heart because she made a slave of herself, doing things that she should have taught her children to do. Let every mother teach her children that they are members of the family firm and must bear their share of the responsibilities of this firm. Every member of the family should bear these responsibilities as faithfully as church members bear the responsibilities of church relationship. Let the children know that they are helping father and mother by doing little errands. Give them some work to do for you, and tell them that afterward they can have a time to play. Dress your children neatly in simple clothing and allow them to spend much time out of doors. You can furnish them with cartloads of sand in which to play. By playing in the sunshine and the fresh air, children will gain health and strength of mind and body. They will be benefited both spiritually and physically. The Lord recognizes every such effort. The spiritual education of the child begins in the home. The mother, as the first teacher, should teach her children how to pray by having them repeat a simple prayer after her. The Savior dwells in the homes of those who teach their children to pray for His blessing to rest upon them. The saving power of the grace of God will be given to such fathers and mothers. After the children have learned to write, encourage them to keep a record of the occurrences of the day, noting the points on which they have overcome through the grace of Christ, and also the points on which they have failed. During the evening hour of prayer, have a blessed season of confession and of praise and rejoicing. "I am sorry that we do not have more praise services in our homes. Sorry that we are so slow to learn to praise Him from whom all blessings flow."